Reading glasses.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, Chapter 3, Law 6, in the Masnaim text. It's page 60 and 61.
Yep.
Okay, Ha'oved Avodah Zkachavim Me'ava. This is a very tricky halacha here. If a person serves idol worshipping out of love, he really likes this image because the way the service is done for this is something he really just enjoys. Or he's serving out of fear, law, for it. Maybe it will harm him. Because that's how they treat, they figure that's where they treat those that serve them. Shehimi Tivo Maria, does good or does bad. So, if you're doing it out of either one of these reasons, now, your commentary mentions it seems that the love and the fear are not exactly similarly linked. It says, out of love, refers to love for the image. The love for the image and its service, while out of fear means fear of what the deity can do to the person. So, Mefarshim explain that, so why is it like similar? Love is not exactly the same interpretation as the opposite of the fear over here. So he says that, the commentary say that most people worship idols don't worship their images out of a real conviction that they're true gods, but rather for the benefit they feel that the service will bring them. Notice they don't really believe that they're real gods. They just figured you'll get some benefit from them. So if a person were to serve an idol with that intent in mind, the Rambam would hold him liable. On the other hand, were he to serve out of fear, then he's not considered to be acting on his own volition and then would not be held responsible. So therefore, the Rambam adds, he has to add the next part, im kiblo alav keloka, if he accepts him as a god. Now if he accepts him as a god and serves him as a god, then chayev skila, then he gets stoning. But if you serve it the way it is, or if you do one of the four special types of service, the way you serve Hashem, remember we said bowing, slaughtering, sprinkling, libations, etc. And that's done me'ava o me'yira, out of love and out of fear. But not as an believing it's a real God, then potter, you do not get the death penalty there. Okay, so in other words, even if you're doing it for various reasons, but you don't really believe that it is a god, then you do not get the death penalty. Okay, that's the way the Rambam learns this. Others learn this a slightly different, many argue on the Rambam and say, listen, people worship idols because they like them.
They love them.
And they do them out of fear. So what are you telling me that you shouldn't get killed for that? So therefore the Ravid learns out of love, and out of fear means love and fear for other people. In other words, you love other people and the other people want you to serve the idol, or you're afraid somebody will hurt you if you don't worship the idol. So they learn love and fear for other people and not for the idol. So there's a big debate exactly, what is the proper interpretation in this Gemara that they're discussing over there. I don't know the final resolution there. But clearly the Rambam is saying, even if you love it, even if you fear it, if you don't really accept it as a god, then you don't get killed for it.
But what I don't understand is,
now you're not allowed to do any of these. Certainly you're not allowed to do any of these, and you're transgressing certain lavim, but we can't give you the death penalty, says the Rambam.
Yes. So I don't understand how if you're not giving the idol a sort of sense of power, how could you love it or
no? You feel it has a power, but you don't feel it's a god. You feel it can do certain things to you. There are certain forces in this world, and you feel that force can do something, but you don't really feel it's a supreme god. You don't feel it's a It's a power. It's just a black magic power, whatever. And you figure if I do this, you know, I won't get hurt. Okay, but you don't really consider it a deity. That's what the Rambam is saying. Now others are arguing on him and saying, no, that's pretty much sounds like a deity to us. Yeah. So there's many who argue on this Rambam.
And how does it fit in if we're forced to bow down to an idol?
So you're not chayv misa for that.
No,
you're not chayv misa. You're obliged to give up your life, and if you don't, you have sinned. Right. But you never will get killed for that.
So this will be the conversion.
Remember, we said in the beginning of the chapter, only if you do it willingly, right, do you get killed.
But oinus. You don't.
You should give up your life, but what if you don't? And then later, you know, best, and here's the case. They're not going to kill you for it. You didn't
want. This would be the conversos in Spain, in Spanish, basically, because the love and fear.
It was love. And, that's right, love and fear. They loved the
money.
The money, and they feared getting killed.
Right.
But they didn't really believe in Christianity at all. Okay, so they're not, so therefore when they left Spain and came to other Jewish communities, we didn't kill them. They were bad, they didn't have error, but they don't get killed. Okay, the Rambam continues. Now how about other different forms of niceties? Hamagafef avodah zarah. What if you hug of an avodah zarah? Vamanasheklo, or you kiss an avodah zarah? Vamachabed, and if you're cleaning it off with a broom. Vamarabets, and if you sprinkle some water to settle any dust, lifuna before, and you're cleaning the area around the idol. Vahamarchis, or you're washing the idol. Vasach, and you're putting oils on the idol. Vamalbish, vamanil, or you dress the idol, you put shoes on the idol. Vachol kiyoitse v'divrei kovrei, any other things that are giving honor to the idol, but it's not serving the idol. Over below sasi, you've transgressed a negative transgression that says shenem or losa of them, you shall not serve them. But udvarim elu michlal avodem, they are part of serving it, but it's a service of honor. In other words, there's different forms of service. There's the service of the actual service, actually bowing down, actually serving it. That is a totally forbidden form that carries a death penalty. But in a much broader sense of serving it, it's you're just doing nice things for it. Which is, it's a love. You don't get lashed for them. Because they are not explicitly forbidden in the Torah. The Torah did not say, don't hug an idol. Don't kiss an idol. Don't clean up the floor around the idol. There's a general statement that says you shall not serve it. And together with other psukim, if you add that to, you know, worshiping it, then you would die. But since these things, it's in the overall, the general love, but they're not enough to give you a death penalty. And that's what he's saying. That's where the commentary. See, this is what we call is a rule. You don't get lashes for something that's called a lav shebechlolos. A lav, a negative, that's a general statement. If it's a general thing but not specific, even though it fits into the general, you don't get lashed for that. You have to have other psukim to specify more. And that's what he's saying. But what if the way to serve them would be by hugging them? If that is the form of idol worship, or if cleaning the floor around them would be the form of idol worship, but you did it for that purpose of serving them, then you would get either lashed or the death penalty or whatever would go with that. But just being nice to the idol, making nice to it, it's a love, it's definitely a bad thing, but it wouldn't carry lashes or a death penalty.
So if you have like a lucky charm that they think is a lucky charm, would that be considered an idol?
No, I don't know. You're not
that's
serving
clueless.
It.
I think
you're not
the
serving it.
Like a rabbit's foot.
I don't. I don't think it's a good thing to do.
No.
But it's not idle.
Isn't that like a charm, like a kamea they talk about?
Yeah, but he's just saying a lucky.
A lot of athletes do that. Yeah.
You know.
I don't think anybody believes it has any power. People that has power, it's not Michigas.
Why would they hold it if they didn't think it probably?
Yeah, it's an Irish
superstitions.
Yeah, superstitions.
So more, it's not really idol worship.
Nobody feels that lucky charm is going to, it has power.
Right? What about wishing a colleague a pleasant holiday?
Well, it depends how you're saying it.
What's a good way to say it?
Just say season's greetings.
What do you mean? You don't say happy, merry,
Those who say you should. They're those who say, better just say season's greetings. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Okay. Have a nice vacation.
You mean in December?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you worship the sun.
Okay, now, those who go to Florida, it's a different affair. Alright, halacha side, it's very interesting halacha. Yashav like kites barag with nevodazar. Let's say you got a thorn in your foot, and you're standing in front of an idol. So how do you normally get a thorn out of your foot?
You bend down.
You bend down and take the thorn out of your foot. Now when you're bending down, it looks pretty much like you're bowing down to the idol. So therefore, lo yashoach, don't bend down the yitlana and pull out the thorn. Why? They shenira kemishtach v'lo. It looks like you're bowing down to it. Now again, if you did it, clearly, you're not going to get stoned. You're not going to get lashed. No. But it's marasayin, like any other rabbinic prohibition. We don't do things that look that way. Certainly, you could turn your back to the idol and show him your good side, and bow down to get the thorn out of your foot because you're bowing in the other direction. That you could do. Now, similarly, nispazulomos befunah, say your money fell out of your pocket. And you have to collect the money. It's right in front of the idol. Lo yashuach v'yis v'yitlem. Don't bow down and pick up the money. That's the famous story with Hannah's seven daughters, with the Hanukkah story, where they wanted to, the king wanted to have her children bow down to the idol. So the first six children said no, and they all got killed. The seventh one, the king threw his ring. He made it look like it dropped. He said, "Oh, I dropped my ring. Can you pick it up?" This is already a young child. He figured the kid would at least pick it up, and then would look like at least one of the seven children gave in. And the little kid said, "No, I'm not going to pick it up because it looks like I'm bowing down." They killed him too. So that's a classic example for sure, like that, because that's all what it makes the appearance that you're bowing down to it. But rather, what you should do, you should get a chair and sit down. Because you have to pick it up, or not saying you can't pick it up. Sit down on a chair, and then you go pick up what's on the chair. That way you're not...
better if you have one of those chairs on a coaster.
That way you're not bowing down, or any other method that would work. But you can't make it look like it's that way. Now, partsufos hamakalchos mayim bifnei avodas kohanim. Images that spray water in front of the idols. In other words, they'd have these ornaments, you know, that would, that were hollow, right? That would spritz water, a fountain, right? In front of the idol, as an honor for that idol. Okay, now that would be, let's say, an image of a person, for example, and they have water spritching out of that, and it's out of its mouth and going towards the idol.
Don't drink.
So now, what's the halacha here? And this is all done before the idol. So they aren't the idol. They're just spritzing water in front of the idol. Maybe it's a show honor for the idol or whatever. Place you have a, so you gotta,
like in Las Vegas, they have all those fountains.
Right, so it's a human figure that water spritzing out towards the idol.
Right, to give honor to.
So, lo yaniach piv al piv ishach. So let's say you want to drink.
It's a hot day.
It's a hot day, cool water. You feel I'm going to put my mouth and you have to give a kiss to the image that's supplying the water and kichap a drink. So you can't do that. Why? It gives the appearance like you're kissing the idols. I would say it's like this. In other words, you're kissing that which is showing honor to the idols. So that's tantamount to kissing the idol. So you couldn't do that. I don't know if we have any of those.
So this like only applies if it's an idol that people are worshiping. Like if you go to Statue of Liberty and you go, wow, and you take pictures,
that's not an idol.
But it's still an image of...
But you're not serving it. You're not serving it. You're just saying it. It's an amazingly amazing structure.
Eiffel Tower.
That's an idol.
I wonder if I found the image of a human.
So we'll see. I don't know. Does the Statue of Liberty, is it completely an image of a human or only partial?
Modern.
Does she have legs?
Sports gown, right?
What is that?
Does she have legs? Statue of Liberty.
No, it's covered. It's covered with a gown.
We'll see. We're going to get to that halacha in one or two halachas. So we're going to talk about it. We're getting to this chapter, Mamish. It's coming up. It's coming. Just hang on. We'll get there. Hopefully tonight we'll even get there.
Oh.
Tess. Ha'osa avodas kachavim la'atzmo. Let's say a guy makes an idol himself. He hires the guy, says, can you make an idol for me, please?
Custom made.
And afal pishalo asa b'yado, even though he doesn't make it, v'lo avod, he doesn't even serve it. He just like to have a little idol in his front yard, right? Loike, he gets lashed. Shenemers, it says, lo sase l'cha pesel v'chol tmuna. It shouldn't be made for you, a graven image or any kind of idol like that. So in other words, lo yasa, when it says you shouldn't make it for yourself with your hands, and even others shouldn't do it for you. Okay, because when it says lo sasa l'cha, so any work of avodah zarah that's done for you, you know, so you can't make it and it can't be made for you. So what happens if you would taka make it for yourself? Then you get two lashes. It's two things that it shouldn't be made for you, and you shouldn't make it. So now, if somebody else makes it, you get one lash, and the guy who makes it gets a lash, you get the lash. If you make it for yourself, you get two lashes. And if a guy makes a avodah zarah with his own hands, but for other people, let's say a goy hires you out, contracts you out, you're a good professional, you're an artist, and you sculptor, you make for him an idol. Even you make it for a goy.
You're not
using
it for yourself.
You're not even doing it for a Jew, you're doing it for a goy. Loi get lash. Shenemar velohei masecha lo sas lochem. You don't make any godly graven image for yourself. So it doesn't mean for yourself, because it already says you can't have any idols, right? So it means to teach you that you can't make it even for others. That's what the chiddush is. Lefikach, therefore, that's the point now. So it comes out, you can't make it for you, can't be made for you, you can't make it for others. Lefikach, therefore, and what if you made the avodah zarah yourself with your own hands for yourself? Lokesh time, you get two lashes. No, you don't believe it. You can say it's business, Rabbi. What do you want? I have to supply my customers with idols, and I have goyish customers, and it's a good business. You can't do it, even though you don't believe in it at all. But you can't be supportive of that kind of industry.
So I'm trying to understand the difference between just the image itself and if whether someone worships it or not. Does that make the difference? Like, you know, people have these things in the front.
No, here he's talking about an avodah. Just hang on. Leave the images. I know you're excited about it. We're going to get to it. Right now, he's
you're
just.
This house on our
right own. Now, he's just buying. Talking about okay. Making the real idol. The real idol that people bow down to.
Okay.
All right. Nothing on Arnold Street is a real idol, as far as I know. I haven't
some of those houses.
I haven't checked them all, but it's. Not, I mean, talk about, let's say a chvase, a picture of Zeus. You believe Zeus?
What about Buddha? The Buddha image,
like
Buddha
whatever they hold is an idol.
That Buddhist people bow down to.
Whatever they hold, the chvase, a cross. You know, Yashkan a cross. I think that would be an idol. They worship that, right? So all those things, but we're going to get to yours. It's coming up right. Now, I believe. Yud. Aser lasos tsuros linoi. You cannot make images of a person, even just for beauty. A statue. A full statue of a person for beauty. You can't make it. Even though it's not an idol worship at all. You happen to like Ulysses S. Grant, you know? Do you want to have a full... Sure. Full-fledged, not just a bust, what do you call it?
The full body.
The whole body statue, complete statue. Can't do that. Shenemar, it says, Lo sasun iti Elohei chesev Elohei zov. You can't make of me gods of silver and gods of gold. Klomar, what does it mean to say? Tzura shel kesev zov, images of gold and silver, she'enam el olonoi, even if they're only for beauty. Why? So the mistaken people shouldn't make the mistake. And consider Shehem Lavodah Zarah. That this is for idol worship. Right? In other words, you know, a person says, I'm making it for beauty, you know, just like others do what they do, their things. Right? And people will think that, you know, you figure this is an idol too. You don't do this. And the truth is even more than that. You know, a human being is in God's image. So if you're doing a picture of a human being, then you're making an image of God, which is not allowed either. Now, ve'ein osur latsur lenoi elatsuras ha'odim bilvad. The only thing that's prohibited for beauty is the image of a person. The Braisa says you can make all images except a person. It says lo sasun et. You should not make of me et. It says it doesn't say lo sasun osi. In other words, any image of a person in which I, Hashem says, which I revealed myself to prophets. And it's a complete image with all the body parts.
Ah.
So the only prohibition would be those classic Greek statues. Those classic ones where it's mamish the ganze gedilla, the whole statue.
So the Mona Lisa picture would be okay.
That's only that's usher. Anything partial, just a bust of a face, like you go to the to the Hall of Fame, you know, and they give you a bust. That's not usher.
Ben Gurion, you walk out of the airport, it's okay.
None of those things. I'm not saying it's something we should promote, but I'm not saying it's a prohibition. I don't think you'll find any pictures of people like that at any great rabbi's home. But you're not sinning. That's all I'm saying. I'm not recommending it. I don't think it's a good idea. But an avera, it's not. And if for Shalom Bias, you wouldn't necessarily have
to be a whole.
It's so, be the entire person, an entire. So I think sometimes. So you have even Ontario, that you have full body sculptures. You know, you go to these cemeteries, and especially for the war vets. They got these full picture of a soldier to show him honor, you know, just to show COVID. So, I mean, you can walk by it.
So, but on Arnold Street, are there some full body sculptures?
I didn't look so carefully.
But there potentially
it
are.
Could be half body sculptures.
Okay, so we can go by next time, just see if it's head to toe.
It would have to be a full, it has to be that it looks entirely like a human being. So,
it's like Trudeau Park?
I don't know about Trudeau Park.
What is Trudeau?
On Browridge and Atkinson. It's a full statue of L.A. Trudeau.
Okay.
So, and this is only for beauty, but it's with all its body parts. So okay, so you have to be careful that, let's say, with dolls now. Yeah. So what'll be the halakha with the doll? Now a lot of the dolls don't necessarily look completely human, but some of them look very human.
So G.I. Joe?
Now again, what's the prohibition? I have to be careful. What's the prohibition is what? Making it.
Right.
He didn't say anything about buying it, although it seems one shouldn't buy it. But therefore, if you just do something to take away its perfect image, it'll be okay. You know, like chop off a foot. chop off a pinky or something. No, you know. But that's like a real, but a lot of the dolls don't look completely human. It's like they'll give you the face and maybe the hands are just stumpies.
Yeah.
You know, a stumpy hand. So that's not a whole hand already. But a whole one already, it's not so push it. It's not so push it that you should have a perfect, like a doll that looks perfectly human.
A perfect Barbie.
You know,
I went to a spare storybook, like Tanakh kind of thing.
And
all the faces.
There's no faces.
Right.
That's already being very strict.
Yes.
That's what you'll find in the mitzvah cards for the little kids. There's no pictures of the faces. That's for different reasons. Because they feel you cannot possibly draw the face of Avraham Avinu.
Or Moshe.
Who do you say what he looks like so holy? You have to have a light illuminating from him. And you're making them too standard. Right, that's a separate issue, but here he's saying it's a full body human figure. That is what's prohibited to make. He didn't say it's usher to buy it, but again, it would seem, you know, that people are going to mistakenly think it. So it certainly should not be. Now I'm sure there's lenient opinions even by dolls, but there are many strict opinions, and it's clear what the Rambam is saying over here. Lefikach, therefore, a mitzayrim lo be'etz lo be'seed lo be'evin sirasarim. Therefore, you don't shape with wood or with limestone or with rock the shape of a person. Vahushituya Hatsura Boletas. And that's if the image is protruding. Kigon Hatsir Vahakir Shibitrakni Yotzim. Like you have a certain type of a picture that is etched into the wall, that is put into the wall, or a sculpture. In other words, it doesn't have to just be a freestanding person. Let's say it's the wall, coming out of the wall is a full person, but it's part of the wall. You understand? That's also not allowed. You know what I'm saying?
Like you three-dimensional versus a picture.
Freeze or something.
Yeah, I'm not talking about a picture. We're talking about where, let's say, out of the wall is coming out the whole figure.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but Ron Rushmore is just a head.
It's only the face.
But if it's the whole body.
See the Lincoln Memorial. He's sitting on this big, huge chair.
So that's a problem.
So what was that thing that they destroyed? Remember they destroyed that
Buddha
huge
thing.
Buddha thing?
Right.
The Taliban destroyed it? That was because it was a complete image of the person from head to toe.
But it's Buddha. It wasn't a real...
Buddha is a real thing.
But it's a person. Well, it could be wrong on both ends, right? So anyway, so any of these figures that are protruding, right? Ve'im tzor, and if you shaped it and you fashioned it like it, you get lashed. Avli metzura mushukas. Well, what if the image is embedded, it's sunken in, the reverse. It's inverted, it's embossed, but it's a whole figure, then that's okay. Otsura shel samonim, or let's say a picture with paint, a painting. Like over there, look over there, for example. You don't have complete. It's interesting. You don't really have complete people there. Must be a room artist over there. But a picture is b'chalal not a problem because it's clearly not a person. It's two dimension.
You
whatever.
You don't see them in shuls though. Human for decorations that I haven't seen. So.
Okay, but that's fine. Kigon Hatsura Shagabe Aluchos Vadablos, let's say certain pictures that are on the Luchos or on different boards of tree or whatever, Tsura Shirokin Biarig, or things you weave things. Harelim Utorzos are all allowed. So that's the general rule. Pictures are fine. All images, if they're not full length images, are okay. And clearly, there has been no mention of any problems of animals. Animals, it would clearly not be a problem either. Now, that's what he's going to get to the next, if I'm jumping the gun a little bit.
A full figure on a coin? Like, you know,
where are you going to find a full figure? All you get is a face.
The medallions, they have very small.
But again,
if it comes out. If it comes out, I've never seen full body. No. So you have faces.
You have busts.
You have faces. I don't think you have the full body. Again, this is all, the government's making this. We're not making this. It doesn't mean to say you can't use the currency or things like that, right? The main problem is making it. The syndrome only says if you make it, you get lashed. I mean, certainly it's not the kind of thing you shouldn't have it in your house. I mean, but, I don't know if you won't get lashed for that, but certainly something you shouldn't have. Okay, Yudalv. Oh, now comes the coin. Here you go. Tabash Yeshala Yudalv. Tabash Yeshala Chosem Shutsura Sodom. A coin that has the imprint, whatever, of the shape of a person. So here's the point. Imhoisat Sura Boletas, if it sticks out, Osur Lahanicha. You can't keep it in your hand. Or to keep it in your house. Oh, because we'd be suspicious. We figured a guy might be serving it, right? But again, it would have to be a full, based on what Rama said before, it has to be a full figure, right? But, now, so you can't keep it around. Now, here I don't understand the Rama, but umutar, remember, this is not just a coin, this is like a ring seal, it's a coin seal.
Yeah.
A signet seal.
What's tabas? Tabas is a ring.
It's a ring. It's a ring. It's a ring that has a seal.
A signet, yeah.
I'm sorry. Let me see this
it's
again.
A
it's a signet ring,
ring
not a
yeah.
coin.
Yeah, it's a signet
ring. It's a signet ring. So if it goes out, then you can't have it. Or put it on your finger. Right? Because we're going to suspend you. But look what he says though. You can use it for a seal. Because when you put the seal, the seal will then become embedded.
Mm. It's the opposite.
It'll create the opposite effect. So if you use it as a ring seal, you could, because you're not going to create the full image. It's going to be embedded as opposed to coming out. But I don't understand, how can you use it if you can't have it in your finger? Unless you're using somebody else's. Maybe you're going to the goy's house and just taking it in and imprinting with that. So that's a little bit problematic.
So we say, just going back to these statues and things, that if you're in a museum, are you supposed to avoid it? Or can you look at it? As art? Or you're not owning it, you're not taking it.
You're not serving it, you're not doing anything. But but as I say, what's a nice Jewish boy doing looking at it?
You have to be in a museum and have to have it.
You don't have to look at it. Nobody's forcing you.
Yeah. Again, are you doing an Avera? I don't think you're doing an Avera. Is it the best thing to do? I wouldn't think it's the best thing to do. You know, it's right? So anyway, so again, let's get back to the ring seal. So now on the other hand, Vim Haisa Tsura Shokas, what if the ring seal was embedded going in? Then Mutalicha, you could wear it. But then you can't make the seal, because then when you take the embedded one and put it in, it makes the image come up, and then you're creating an image that isn't proper. Also, you shouldn't make pictures of a picture of the sun or the moon or the stars or different constellations or angels. Shenemar, suppose it says, Lo sasu niti, you should not make of me. Lo sasu kenus shamashai, and Mashamu lefanim maram. You should make images of my servants who serve me above. Fafil aluach, even on a wall. Right? They're not sticking out, they're not doing anything. It's osur. Right? Why? Because these things, the reason, okay, I guess the whole logic for this, because when you see them up in the heavens, they don't look like they're solid anyway. Like a person looks solid. When you look up in the heavens, it looks like it's a painting. So when you're making a painting, it's like you're reproducing it. In other words, a person is three-dimensional. So if you have, only it's us, or if you make it three-dimensional. You look up at the sun, it doesn't look three-dimensional. You look at the sky, it looks like a painting. So for you to make this painting, this is very interesting, where he's saying you can't make the images.
It's the same as the Gemara. This is exactly
you see people do this.
I know, but the Gemara is very clear that you can't do this. Clear. Yeah.
What does your English say anything different in the halacha?
It's talking about, it says more about the zodiacs, I think, than the actual...
But what about the sun? The sun clearly says the sun.
What's a picture of the sun? I mean, you just make a yellow circle, not necessarily.
So he brings from his Farish in Avodah Zarah. This does not mean a sphere which represents the sun or a hemisphere which represents the moon, but rather the images which the astrologers attribute to the stars. Saturn is represented as an old dark man of venerable age. Venus is represented as a beautiful maiden adorned with gold, and the sun is represented as a king with a diadem sitting in the chariot. All right. In other words, you're creating the godly image of the thing. That's what he's saying. That's what he's adding over there.
Not a yellow sun.
So just a regular one, not. There's lots of stuff. We'll have to look that up later. Okay, let's finish up.
And the issue with rainbow?
Mm-hmm. Is the same thing. Vafilu ala luach, inzvon awal. Now, tsuras habehemus, ushar nefesh chayit, what about pictures of animals, images of animals and other types of living things, chutzman, except for a person, vitsuras eilonos, and pictures of trees, vishem and grass, kshayitzem, mutter lo tsurasem, you can paint them, filo haisat surboletus, even if it's sticking out, that there's no problem. The only thing they do mention, if you're doing the four animals that are represented in the Merkava, right, like the ox and the person, the human, the eagle, and the lion, that could be a problem, because that's already getting into Kabbalistic stuff, and that is very close to representations of God. So that's the perek. Okay, shkeh.